But I would like to just answer that question in a different light a little bit. Why God was not in the earthquake or in the fire, but yet in the quiet, still voice? Now, remember where he is. He's in Mount Sinai. And anytime you think of Mount Sinai, that's exactly what you think of. God, when he descended on the mountain, that's exactly what had taken place. There were fire, there was earthquake, and there was a great wind. The whole mount was shaking. Even Moses himself said, I am afraid. But that present to us a dispensation. A dispensation of judgment and of the law. A dispensation where God would deal with man according to law. So he would consume man. And Elijah was going to plead with God based on that. He said, I am here in the very same mountain where thou hast said, if they worship idols, they must be consumed. And look, they have done it. I am the only one who is left. Now God is introducing a different thought completely. And that is the thought of grace, which was completely foreign to Elijah's mind. God is not going to deal with his people now based on Mount Sinai position of judging and bring consuming fire upon his people. But he will judge them in his grace. He's not going to alter his judgment because he saw the fire, he saw the earthquake, and he saw the wind. That is still there. But also there is another thing. And that is the still small voice. It is the voice of grace that God is saying, I am going to extend another thing now here that Elijah you weren't aware of. And I will deal with my people this way. Moses was even a little bit smarter. Well, he was more intelligent than Elijah. He realized that God could not walk with his people after the matter of the golden calf. He must judge them. So now he goes and he appeals to God's grace and God's mercy. It's the other way around. God said, I am going to destroy all the nation and leave you, Moses, alone. Elijah here saying, well, destroy all the nation and keep me because I'm the only one who's left. You see, Moses was intelligent in regard to the mind of God as far as grace is concerned. And he pleaded for grace. And God said, I will grant you that, Moses, on Mount Horeb. Elijah kind of completely again, he was in a very low spiritual state. His prayer was wrong. His mindset was wrong. Everything he was uttering was not completely according to the mind of God. So God is here in his school teaching Elijah the principle of grace. He said, judgment is still there and it's going to come. But for now, Elisha will come, the prophet of grace. There is another man coming in here to take your place. For grace must extend its hand. And if man reject that, there will be nothing left but judgment. And I really think that's why, it's another suggestion to try to answer that question, that there is something new here coming, and that is the thought of grace, not that will supersede the idea of judgment, but not taking it away.
Can we also suggest, in verse 18, there seems to be an answer to that verse 11, that small, quiet voice. The Lord here is imperceptibly, in a quiet way, showing Elijah, I still have 7,000 people in it, performing the duties that you were doing with all the pump and all these fires and everything else and the rain not coming down. I'm still doing the work. So it's quietly being done. You can't see it, but it's happening. Verse 18, is that correct? I'm suggesting that.